The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on the flagship station of Salem Media, screaming 50,000 watts out of New York, New York, with Frankie Morano and Al Gattulo, and thank you, Debbie Duhaime, and we're around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. I turned to our producer, Frankie Fiburrows, and I say, could you get Colonel Douglas McGregor on, who is in much demand these days, talking about Syria? The colonel, the good colonel, the retired U.S. Army colonel, a combat veteran, and author of five books, including Margin of Victory. Colonel McGregor, with respect and appreciation, thank you for coming on the air this morning, and a good morning to you, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Joe.
Well, here we go. The president's getting a lot of criticism for his decision, sir, to pull out of northern Syria. Do you think that was the right move, Colonel McGregor?
Oh, absolutely. The president had two goals when he pulled out. The first, of course, was to stop wasting our time defending the border between Turkey and Kurdistan or Iraq and Syria, and stop losing soldiers and stop wasting money on a dead-end proposition. Essentially, we were trying to maintain an artificial set of relations, an artificial construct of power that cannot survive our departure. And then the second part was he wanted to break up this coalition between Turkey, Russia, and Iran. And he knew that as soon as we left Syria, the three would fall out. And that is exactly what is happening right now. So it was a strategic masterstroke from the standpoint of what's in the interests of the United States and our strategic partners in the region like Israel.
Wow. You were great on Tucker Carlson's show this week talking about this, Colonel. In your view, why is the establishment so upset about this?
Well, they have clung to this overseas commitment along with all the rest because they know, based on experience in American history, that once we leave, we don't go back. Once we pulled out of Southeast Asia, Joe, we left. And they're afraid that once we pull out of all of these places, we're out. We'll stop spending money. And if we stop spending money to maintain forces, well, how do the people inside the swamp enrich themselves? It's a tough challenge for them. You've got to be sympathetic to them. All these retired generals, 4 stars and 3 stars, who become billionaires thanks to all these overseas commitments. Do you really want to take those funds away from them? I mean, they'll have to give up their golf club memberships. And then people on the Hill, I mean, have to give up special vacations, the new cars. Come on.
Oh, man. Well, there are reports that 174 Kurdish fighters have been killed in 2 days of this Kurdish incursion. How do we deal with the Kurds possibly indeed being slaughtered like we're reading here, Colonel?
Well, keep in mind that we say Kurds, but there are different groups of Kurds. We're talking about a group in northern Syria, and they are hardened communists who were very close to the Soviet Union for 50 years. And they are closely aligned with the PPK, which is a Kurdish independence terrorist organization inside Iraq. Wow. Those two groups have been killing Turkish policemen and soldiers off and on for 30 years. Literally thousands of Turks have been killed. Erdogan tried very hard after he first became prominent politically to forge some sort of relationship with the Kurds on the basis of Islam. It failed miserably. And now as president, he's pledged that he's going to end these attacks by the Kurds and put an end to the terrorism. He's been trying to do this for several years. We finally said, enough is enough. We're leaving. So that needs to be understood. The Kurds aligned with us. These are the ones in northern Syria because they saw it as an opportunity to clear out Turks and Arabs from areas that they want to dominate, to create more space that they could control for a nascent state. They used us just as we used them. And by the way, they were paid handsomely for what they did.
Uh-huh. And Turkey believes that these Kurdish fighters are indeed terrorists.
Absolutely. So they are viewed as an existential threat to the Republic, because remember, there are millions and millions and millions of Kurds living inside Turkey. And so their effort is to constantly stir up discontent between the Kurds and the Turks who live inside Turkey.
Well, now, some people have raised concerns that our departure will lead the Kurds to ally with Assad. Do you think that's likely to happen, Colonel?
Well, that would be the smart move, to be blunt. They used to get along with Assad in the past. Right now, I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. In fact, we know that the Syrian Kurds are now talking to the Iranians. And the Iranians have already said that they're prepared to fight the Turks, because the Iranians are afraid that their control of Iraq could be threatened by an expanding Turkish Sunni Islamist republic.
Wow. You know, and some people have said that our departure from Syria will also allow ISIS, you've been hearing this the last few days, ISIS to make a comeback. Is that a concern, Colonel?
No. ISIS is dead as a doornail. What you've got, though, is all over the region are these fighters that are Islamist terrorists, Sunni Islamist terrorists. And you're never going to systematically exterminate them all. Look, ISIS couldn't have existed without Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan actually facilitated the movement of thousands of people wanting to join ISIS through Turkey into Syria. Qatar helped to finance it. Turkish intelligence provided ISIS with information. Millions came from Saudi Arabia and the other Emirates to stand up ISIS. ISIS was supposed to go into Iraq and destroy Shiites. Instead, it started killing everybody. And suddenly Mr. Erdogan realized that he and his friends had created a Frankenstein's monster. So he's trying to get control of that mess.
Wow.
But let there be no mistake, Mr. Erdogan's sympathies are very definitely with the Sunni Islamists. But the good news is the Iranians are absolutely opposed to Mr. Erdogan. And now our friend Mr. Putin is standing there with his thumb in an uncomfortable position in a certain part of his body. And that's a very positive development, because Mr. Putin thought that he had everything under control. Right now, he's going to be hard pressed to keep his puppet friend Assad in power in Damascus.
Well, hey, Colonel Douglas McGregor with Joe Piscopo. You know, I love you, man. I love that you love Douglas MacArthur. You're like one of the warriors. Thank you for your service, by the way, as we go on here in the morning, and we appreciate you always taking time with us. But, see, I've told you this before, Colonel. I've never had the privilege to serve, sir. I have such immense respect for those of you that have. But I am a bit of a hawk. Like I said, I'm a chicken hawk, I guess. So can't you go in and help me out here? Can't you go in and just shut these guys? Doesn't the military have, when all this happens, if you leave it up to the military, can't they just shut these things down? But we get caught up in like a Vietnam-like quagmire there. My attitude, and I'm being an amateur here, sir, so please, if you would clear this up, can't you just go in and mother all bombs or do whatever it takes to take these creeps out, whether it's, you know, the terrorists or ISIS or whoever it is? If you left it up to the military, and that, I guess technically, can you or can you not do that?
Well, an awful lot has been left up to the military, contrary to what the generals would like everybody to think, and they've made a mess of it. So trusting the generals to do anything right is a serious mistake. I think we should have learned that over the last 30 years. That's number one. Number two, look, interventions are usually bad ideas. Whenever you move into any region of the world, whether it's Iraq, Syria, the Philippines, doesn't matter where you go, we're a very powerful force, but we're temporary, Joe. We are inevitably going to leave. And so we create these artificial conditions that make groups strong that otherwise would never be heard from. Then we leave, and then people fight again to restore the natural balance in the region. Who has controlled Mesopotamia and most of the Middle East for the last 800 years? They're called Turks. Syria has been in Turkish hands for 800 years. That's a lot longer than the Russians were in the Crimea. Now, if you're Erdogan and you're being attacked from those areas, you turn to the Turkish people and say, "This is ridiculous. What do the Turks say?" Well, we should be running it anyway. Now, who's going to stop the Turks? Well, historically, the people that fought them were the Persians. Gosh, what a shock. So my point is that these powers have always been there. They are back. So we need to get out of the way. This is not our fight. Syria is not the 51st state. The only thing we're concerned about is primarily Israel's security, Saudi Arabia, Jordan. We want those to remain stable. And that's where the red line needs to be drawn. What happens east of that line? It's not our problem.
Colonel Douglas McGregor. And on Afghanistan, before we let you go, sir, the president did an eloquent speech yesterday of talking about receiving bodies at Dover at Air Force Base and those lost. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful moving speech that the president made. And he said, I want my boys home. He got boys and the gals home in the military. And then he said, Afghanistan, we got to bring them home. Is that going to happen soon, too, sir?
Yes, I think it will. He's waited too long. We should have gotten out of there as soon as he was elected. There's nothing in that place. And the good news is, when we get out, not only do we stop losing good people, which is what we've done too much of over the last 18 years, but more important, once we're out of there, the Iranians are going to have their hands full with everything in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a drug factory, and the Afghans are shipping millions of tons of heroin through Iran and through Russia into Central Asia and all the way to Europe. The Iranians are going to have to put 150,000 men on the border to try and stop it. It's going to be hell for them. The Russians are going to have to get involved. And guess what? Your friends, the Pakis, and they're the wonderful people that have been backing the Taliban.
Wow. Douglas McGregor, thank you so much. By the way, you know, you're being talked about as being a potential replacement for John Bolton. Is that something that's in the rumor mill only, or are you seriously considering something like that, if you could talk about it, Colonel?
Well, I was considered, but ultimately Mr. Romney's friend, Mr. O'Brien, was selected to be the NSA by Mr. Trump, and everyone who knows the Trump administration and the president is still trying to figure out how that one happened.
Yeah, but you would consider something like that if it came, if that opportunity came
Look,
up again.
I support I support the president.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Short of emptying waste paper baskets in the White House, I'd probably do whatever the president wants.
Colonel, you're a great patriot. Oh, and we really, really appreciate your service to the country, sir. And always, you know what? Everybody's pulling at you every which way. Colonel McGregor, you take your time on this show, and we are honored that you are here, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Colonel Douglas McGregor right there, 917 with Joe on the radio. And thank you, Frankie Five Burrows, for reaching out to the colonel. And it's he makes all the sense in the world. And me, being the chicken hawk that I am, say, go in, take him out. And, but how much can you do?
If you look, he's way too modest to mention his own service. But the guy is legitimately a war hero. I mean, every possible thing that you can get, Defense Superior Service Medal, Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal, multiple Bronze Stars. The guy is a warrior. But you get a sense in listening to why he's so outspoken, and you hear how independent he is. People in the Pentagon have speculated that that's the only reason he's not General McGregor, because he is so critical of the forces within the Pentagon.
That was great. That was great. The generals at the country clubs playing golf. I went, oh, my God. But he could say it, like you said, Frankie.
Absolutely.
He's been in battle. This is the guy.
And again, former Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld read one of McGregor's books, and he insisted that General Tommy Franks and his planning staff meet with Colonel McGregor and make sure they all read one of his books, too.
Wow.
I mean, he's an incredible, incredible guy. We're lucky that he comes on so well.
And thank you for that, Frank. And I mentioned John Bolton because even though there is a replacement, things change quickly in the White House, and it's nice to know that Colonel McGregor is in the wings. Let me go to a phone call real quick. I know we got a break. Our buddy, we have a great guy that follows us on Twitter. He's so supportive. He's so positive. He's such a great guy. His Twitter feed is Swag Dad. That is his handle. But his real name is Rudy V, and he's on the phone right now. Let me open up the airways. Rudy, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, man.
How you doing?
We are doing good. We are up. We are positive. Are you ready for Columbus Day, my friend? Huh? Come on now.
Listen, I'm always ready, but I needed a China Club gold card to get ahead of the line this morning. Because otherwise, the young lady asked me what I wanted to talk about. I told her cereal because I have nothing to talk about. I've been home for, I was telling Frankie, I tweeted Frankie last night. I said, I've been home for the last 10 years. You know, I retired early, so I really got nothing to talk about but good stories. So I felt bad.
Listen, but, I got Rudy, I got to tell you, I tell everybody to go to Swag Dad on Twitter. You've been so supportive of the show. You are always there for us. Your memes and your the graphics that you put up for us, it doesn't go by us, my friend. You're a great patriot. You love this country, and you're a great Italian American. And we are just we're just so lucky to have you as a listener, Rudy. We love you, man. Well, you know that,
I love
right?
you guys. You know, I got to tell you, you know, I've been following you for years, but you know, I. You know, I have a very interesting past, you know, and then I've been around the block, man. I started out very young, you know, and I've been hustling for years, and I've been very blessed. And then, like I said, I retired early, man. I've done a lot of things, you know, and you know, I did the college thing and everything else. But I followed you guys, and I love you guys, and
Man.
I believe everything you've done, and you stand for such good stuff, man.
Thank you,
and,
brother.
You, Frankie Al. I just Debbie. I you know, I tweet her once in a while too. But all he is, man. You know, and this Columbus Day thing, you know, not a lot of people. You know, everybody's so quick to change the name, and I will not. I will not even say what they want to change it to. I don't like it, even with Christmas.
You're right. We're holding on. Rudy, like you keep your heart, man. Keep your soul, Rudy. You ain't changing. We ain't changing, and we thank you, my brother, and God bless you, and thank you for being there. Rudy's the epitome, really, of everybody around this kitchen table. I'm telling you, he believes in this country, believes in his heritage, loves everybody. We have no animus, no hate. Put aside the divide and just think about how great we are as a country, as a people. And 921, by the way, speaking of the Columbus Day Parade, Valerie Smaldone will be there. And, you know, Valerie's got that show Bagels and Broadway every Saturday morning at 9 right here on AM 970. The Answer, Valerie will join us momentarily. Patrick Wayne this hour as well, the son of John Wayne. And we're going to talk about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. Right now, there she is, Debbie Duhaime, live on the radio at 921, looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe, and a shout-out to Rudy. So nice to hear from him. Let's see what's happening here on the Southern State, Joe. The Southern State eastbound, it's a serious accident getting out toward Baldwin Road into Baldwin. Two lanes blocked, but all lanes subject to closure. Looks like up to five vehicles involved in this accident on the Southern State Parkway. We're still seeing about a 5 to 10 minute delay inbound at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you take your ride over to 77 over in North Arlington, subject to closure. It's all due to this broken water main. And on 78 East exit 55 in Newark, an accident still working over there. New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur North at 15E. They're just cleaning up a stalled vehicle from that area. And traffic moving slowly on the Palisades Parkway North up through exit 11 in New City with some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough argues Nancy Pelosi has become the liar in chief.
These Democrats are liars. The heads of these committees are liars. Nancy Pelosi being the liar in chief right now. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, every last one of them are lying through their teeth. They're doing the stuff that they're accusing Trump of doing.
Kevin McCullough, radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. My show is Bagels and Broadway. On this week's program, Broadway superstar Tony-winning Laura Benanti and her mother Linda, who's also a performer, join me. Also, John Feel, advocate for victims of 9/11, will be on the program. John is featured in an upcoming documentary. Plus, Living Older Without Regrets, a new book from a theatrical producer. Bagels and Broadway, Saturday morning from 9 to 10.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time
where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, we're all excited to go on the Perullo tour next Friday. We're going, yay! And that's going to be exciting. Next Saturday we leave, actually. And you know, we're going to Italy with Perullo tours, right? You can go to Hawaii with Perullo tours. You know, they've been serving travelers for some 75 years now. What you may not know is Perullo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. That's right, Spain! Yeah, I mean, I hear it's spectacular over there. Steve Perullo, CEO, and his nephew Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perullo Tours, has put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How about a 12-day tour of Spain, huh? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, and so much more. You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. All Perullo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can have a carriage ride in Seville, taking a passionate flamenco dance, right? Or perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. You could participate in a paella cooking class, visit an olive oil factory tour and tasting, all including the famous Perullo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to know and love. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You can check with your travel agent or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
On these answering machines, do me a favor, would you please? When you record your outgoing message, don't bother telling me you can't come to the phone. I understand that. Apparently, that's why we have these machines. And don't tell me to leave my name and number. Somehow, I figured that out. And if you work in an office, never mind that stuff, I'm away from my desk. If you had to take a say so. You say, hi, this is Mary Louise. I had the Mexican jalapeno bean chili dip, and I washed it down with a gallon of gin. I'll be in and out all day.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo at 927. Valerie Smaldone is a veteran of both radio and television and the host of Bagels and Broadway, which can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Valerie, how are you this morning? Welcome.
Hi, Zano. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, so you're going to be at the parade on Monday. We're all pumped up. We're all excited. It's going to be great, and we got a great day, Valerie.
I think the weather's going to be fantastic. And once again, Joe, you and I are together on the broadcast on ABC. You're in the booth. I'm at the main entertainment stage. I'll be introducing all the acts, the fantastic musical acts, on a beautiful day on Monday. You'll be with Maria and Ken and Sandra and Laura. It's going to be a great day. Everybody has to watch between 12 and 3 on Monday, right?
I know. You think about a three-hour broadcast, right, how great it is. And you know how many millions of people watch this parade, Valerie? It's like legendary at this point. And you're right. You can get it, by the way, on ABC7. And right there, you can watch it, Valerie Smaldone. Now, tell us about the live stage. Who's going to be performing this year, Valerie?
Very excited because, as you know, I'm a Broadway baby, and that's what the show is all about.
We're
going to have, from Disney's Aladdin, the two characters of Disney, the two main characters of Disney are going to perform the very famous song from Disney's Aladdin. So that's going to be fantastic. I'll even have a little interview with them. So that's one of the acts. Also, we're going to have one half of Will and Anthony. This year it's going to be Anthony Nunziata, who will be performing the beautiful...
Oh, he's great. He is great, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Alfio also is going to be playing. The West Point Marching Band will be there. And as always, we have Simona Rodano and her Italian fairy, fantastic with all the dancers on the red carpet. So it's going to be a great day. And we're celebrating, Joe, food and fashion at the 75th annual parade this year, right?
Yeah, with Ferragamo, I think it's Ferragamo, the original Ferragamo's son is going to be there as the Grand Marshal, correct?
Massimo, yes. Massimo Ferragamo is the Grand Marshal. And Rosanna
great.
Scotto is the
Humanitarian this
Award
is great. This
yes.
is great. This is going to yes. be so. This is going to be so exciting. And you know what? If you're listening, Valerie Smaldone is going to be with us at the parade with Kenny Rosado. But Maria Bartiromo, who's been so busy on Mornings with Maria and traveling internationally, we weren't able to get Maria last year. She is back this year. Are you going to be at the gala, by the way, on Saturday night by chance, Valerie?
You know, I am, Joe. So I'm very excited because I know you'll be performing. Maria will
yeah.
be hosting. We'll all be together. I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I have to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know what to do. It's easy for a man.
Oh, please, please. Valerie, you can look good in anything. Trust me, girl. I mean, come on. So, but is it? It's black tie, right? I should know. I'll wear a tuxedo on stage, but it's black tie, the gala, yes?
It's black tie or white tails. What does this mean?
Wait a minute. What is white what now?
White tails. Like, you could wear tails. You could wear
that's...
You know, the tails?
No, I know. I wore those at my junior prom because I was like a nut in high school. I swear to God. So you could wear white tails. It says that on the invitation. I should know. Oh, wouldn't that be funny if I went on stage in white tails like Cab Calloway?
I would love that.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the guts to do. Hey, by the way, you had a great interview with Michael Longoria last week. How great is he? Michael Longoria played Frankie Valli for all those years on Broadway. Yeah.
I saw him last night at Green Room 42 because he just dropped his new album today.
Yep.
And Green Room 42 last night, he sang from his album. It was sold out. It was fantastic. He's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful performer.
Talented Michael Longoria, he is just he's got a voice like an angel. And now tell us about, before we let you go, Bagels and Broadway. You're having so much fun with that on the station, huh?
Yes, it's fantastic. And this Saturday, I have Laura Benanti. Everybody knows Laura. She's an incredible performer from Broadway. Also, she's just been cast in a new movie that's coming out, Billy Crystal. Ellen Zweibel wrote the script in it with Billy Crystal. Laura will be on the program on Saturday. And John Feel, who's involved with advocacy for victims of 9/11, he's receiving a humanitarian award. He's an amazing guy.
Yep.
So please tune in Saturday morning. And Joe, I want you to come on my show sometime, would you?
Anytime, girl. Valerie, I tell you what, we appreciate you being on the station. You're always great, and I cannot wait to see you Monday right there live. And we'll be broadcasting the show from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I'll see you Saturday, but we look forward to Monday. We want everybody to tune in to AM 970, The Answer, certainly, but to ABC 7 as well, with Valerie Smaldone and Maria Bartiromo and Kenny Rosado and the great team for the Columbus.
It's streaming
on ABC 7. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Valerie,
I hope to see your kids too.
I'm going to go to the Tux place and rent the white white tails. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you,
Valerie. Valerie Smaldone right there. Bagels and Broadway, 9 o'clock every Saturday on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Joe on the radio. So Patrick Wayne will join. Patrick Wayne will talk about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. And Patrick is the son of the legend, the super legend, Hollywood legend, John Wayne, live in the studio. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk with Mr. Wayne. And Mike Connors, I believe, will be with us as well. 9:33 on AM. And I see your phone calls. You know what? Thank you for holding. God bless you for doing that. 877-970-2999 and the Balance of Nature phone lines. We'll get there ASAP. But right now we're going to break for Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new poll finds a chocolate and peanut butter combo is America's top Halloween candy. The Monmouth University poll found that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was the runaway winner in popularity at 36%. Snickers came in second at 18%, while M&M's finished third at 11%. The poll also found that nearly 1 in 10 Americans say Halloween is their favorite holiday on the calendar. Scientists are asking for the public's help in naming 20 newly discovered moons around Saturn. The Carnegie Institute for Science recently announced the discovery, bringing the total amount of moons revolving around Saturn to 82. The contest to name Saturn's moons has some ground rules. Two of the moons must be named after figures in Inuit mythology, while 17 need to be named for giants in Norse mythology. The 20th moon's name needs to come from Gaelic mythology. Folks can tweet their idea to the Saturn Lunacy Twitter handle with the hashtag #NameSaturn'sMoons. In sports, Giants overcame an early 14-0 deficit only to lose 35-14 to the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Yankees now know who they'll play in the American League Championship Series. They'll face the Astros in a rematch of the 2017 ALCS. Houston beat Tampa last night 6-1 in Game 5 of their ALDS to advance. The Astros will host Game 1 tomorrow. Devils still winless on the season. They lost 4-3 at the Rock in a shootout at home to the Oilers. And as you heard here on The Answer last night, it was NC State topping Syracuse 16-10. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We still have this serious accident over in Nassau County. The Southern State Parkway eastbound getting out toward Baldwin Road into Baldwin. Serious accident involving about 5 vehicles. Injuries involved as well. All lanes subject to closure. We're seeing volume in both directions there. LIE westbound moving slowly, getting out toward Utopia Parkway. It's still busy on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 140s. Traffic is moving slowly at the inbound GWB. Looks like we see a disabled vehicle on the upper level, 20 minutes into the upper level. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 10. Holland Tunnel, about 25 to 30 in from 1 and 9. Better from the Turnpike. Watch for delays on 78 East, exit 55 with an accident over in Newark. And also 23 south at Cutlass Road, getting down into Kinnelon. An accident there. 18 north at the New Jersey Turnpike in East Brunswick. It's a collision. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving smoothly. Partly cloudy today. High of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
When international business disputes arise, you need expertise at your side. ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution, is backed by the American Arbitration Association and is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services. Visit ICDR.org.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do actually feel different and better since I've been taking the Balance of Nature. There has been an increase in energy that's noticeable, which is pretty amazing. You know, there are so many different options and so many things seem to be beneficial, but then the side effects negate any of the positives. And this product really is very unique, and just like to convey my appreciation. My wife is taking it as well, and she's already seen a benefit as well, so we're grateful.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. From now until Columbus Day, Balance of Nature is offering $25 off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This special is ending between now and October 14th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor is the senior pastor of the Center of Hope International, and he's also the co-founder and chief executive officer of Urban Upbound. Tell us about your organization.
One of the objectives of Urban Upbound was to organize all the social networks that exist in public housing neighborhoods. Your resident leaders, your tenant leaders, your religious leaders, your navigators on the ground, your nonprofit leaders, and figure out how we can change neighborhoods, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Unless we figure out how to hire professionals, not bureaucrats, to lead the housing authority, we're going to continue to run this valuable resource into the ground.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. We got Patrick Wayne coming up momentarily with Mr. Mike Connors. And we're going to talk about John Wayne and all the good things that the foundation is doing. But I got to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, okay? I'm going to give you the 9:45. I'm supposed to give you 5 minutes, but I always give you extra minutes because I am Mr. Generosity, Joey Generosity. Thank you for asking. Look, if you call 855-621 $99.49, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. You can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months. How many times I got to tell you this? For qualified buyers, for Mr. Kinsella, the general manager there. You will not have to deal with dummies when you call Route 22 Toyota, when you visit the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, with the brand spanking new showroom, with the brand spanking new customer lounge, the new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. This whole organization run by Iggy Giuffre from Bram Auto Group, Route 22 Toyota I'm talking about, the way they help out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and they bring Toyota to help out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, donates a car to St. Mary's down in Colts Neck with Father Jeffrey down there, always there to help, always there to help, and always give you the best possible deal you can get on any automobile anywhere. When they treated my sister Carol like family, they'll treat you the exact same way. I got to tell you, now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded, please. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. Come on. You get a free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. That's the family over there, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Patrick Wayne is John Wayne's son, but a great actor and a great guy in his own right. And he joins us live in the studio. Patrick, welcome, man. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's nice to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you and, of course, seeing your work, too. Very good stuff going on.
Yeah, man, we're trying. And you have, and Patrick, by the way, you're listening, is the chairman of the John Wayne Cancer Institute. Mike Connors is in the studio. This is huge. Mike, welcome, man. How you doing, Mr. Connors?
Thank you, Joe. Always good to be here.
He's looking
huge.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Oh, you know, Patrick, all great roads lead to Mike Connors, man. He knows everybody. He knows everybody. I got a call from, I guess it was Frankie V, our sales guy. He goes, Mike Connors bringing in Patrick Wayne. I said, get out of here. Are you kidding me? John Wayne's son, the chairman of the Wayne Cancer Institute, and also we want to welcome Dr. Grumley here. I know you have a doctor, but look, if we could start with you, Patrick, let me begin. What was it like to be the son of such a legend? Not just a legend, it was like the legend, John Wayne. And I know you've been asked this 1,000 times, forgive me, but you're such a regular, grounded guy, and give us your take on being the son of the great John Wayne.
Well, I think you hit it right there, because well, he was a huge and continues to be a huge celebrity. His name yep. still has a lot of resonance, which is surprising to me, astounding to me, but really works out well if you're trying to use his name to create awareness about cancer research and try to raise funds for cancer research. But in addition to being a very popular guy, he was a very grounded. You use the term grounded, and
yeah,
that's the
yeah.
way I would describe him. He was born in a small town in Iowa from very humble beginnings, and he never lost sight of that or touch with that, and never lost touch with what he considered to be important, the core values of this great country, being honest, reliable, trustworthy, the importance of friends and relationships. So that's the best way to describe the experience. He dealt with fame in a different way. He appreciated his fan base, but he wasn't part of the glittery Hollywood lifestyle when he was alive.
Well, we want to go talk about this great organization that you're doing with cancer. Being a cancer survivor, I so appreciate it. But when John Wayne, he's so bigger than life, man. And you're absolutely right. To this day, kids will use references of John Wayne. So he comes home after. Did he come home like at 5 o'clock? Did he, or you know, when we do the film shoots? I mean, was he like that kind of dad, or did he bring you to the set with him?
Well, I'm both. But when my dad worked, he usually worked on location. So he was away from the home. And my parents were separated when I was about 4 years old. But I probably saw my father as much as if he were still, you know, if my parents were still together, because he was away so much on location doing films. And at an early age, I started going with him.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, had a brother and two sisters who had no interest in being on a set or working in films. So it was a very special time for me because I didn't have to compete with them for his attention and got to spend some quality time with him. It was pretty good.
It's great. Plus, how many films? You did like 40 films? 40, is that right?
Yeah, you pulled that one right out of the air.
Oh, look at that. And 11 with your father. How cool is that? Patrick Wayne, a great actor in his own right. And now he is the chairman of the John Wayne Cancer Institute. And Michael Connors, if I can ask, how did you get involved? How, you get involved with all the great things, man. And God, but how did you and Patrick get together?
Well, it was a while back. They were having an auction, Heritage auction. They were having an auction. They were selling off some of John Wayne's memorabilia. I happened to go there. Patrick was there. We met there, and then he came on the radio show a couple of times. And
it wasn't before that?
What do you mean wasn't before that?
We didn't meet before the auction?
No, we didn't meet before the auction.
We went back farther than that.
Okay, maybe we did. I forgot then.
Boy, he's in bad shape, Joe.
No, listen, let me tell you about Mike Connors. Patrick, I want to talk about the organization. And, Doctor, we want to talk to you as well. He takes me to church. I go to visit him, and I say, I need help with my estate because I'm a mess. Takes care of everything in 30 seconds. Now we're going to church. I go, Mike, where are we going? We're going to Brooklyn. We're going to, Our Lady of Assumption. What was the name?
Our Lady of Angels.
Of Angels. I knew it was an A
Our
in there
Lady
somewhere,
the
Michael. Thank you.
Yeah. That's the next parish.
Yeah. We go. I have the best mass. He's got Father Paul Bielecki. I'm going to see you Tuesday. Isn't he great, Father Paul? And I'll be with you Tuesday, by the way, at St. Pat's. Is that what we're doing? Patrick,
yeah, St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, this is great. Hey, Patrick, is it true that your dad coined the term the big C in regards to cancer?
Well, he did say it. I don't know if he was the first person to say it. The first time he had cancer was 1964, and he had lung cancer, and he was trying to just make it a private affair, and he didn't want to affect his career. You know, you get cancer, and then maybe they don't hire you tomorrow. So, he used that approach. Some newspaper person found out about it, so he went public with it. And I think he was forever. I think it was an ill wind that blew good for something because he did more for cancer and cancer awareness when he went public with it, and he knew how to talk about it. When he decided to talk about stuff, he was great.
Yeah, and tell us about the organization and how you help people and where they can go if indeed, because there's that fog, man. I had thyroid cancer, medullary carcinoma, very, very aggressive within the thyroid. Oh, Big Al right here. Big Al went through a heck of a cancer situation. Beat it. I beat it. But you're always looking over your shoulders, man. If people are nervous like we are every single day, where can we find you, and what can the center do for us, if we may ask? As cancer survivors.
Let me give you some sites to go to just to start, and then I want to introduce you to our breast cancer director.
Janie Grumley.
Janie Grumley, yeah. So you've got johnwayne.org, JWCI, which is the John Wayne Cancer Institute.org, or JWCF.org. These sites are great. It's a way to find out. What I think is great is a person is diagnosed with cancer and they're devastated and they're overwhelmed and they have no idea what to do. This is a great starting place for them. It's a user-friendly website where they get answers to questions, important answers to questions, and also how they can help us do our job. And right now I'd like you to say hello to Dr. Janie Grumley. She's the breast cancer director at the John Wayne Cancer Institute.
Dr. Janie, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
I'm so happy to be here.
So are you working now? Where are you located, and what do you do in regards to the John Wayne Cancer Institute?
Yeah, so I'm the director of the breast oncology group for the John Wayne Cancer Institute, and then right across the street, there's the Margie Peterson Breast Center where we do a lot of our clinical work, and I'm the director of that program as well. So I basically take over two kind of different areas when it comes to medicine. There's the clinical work where we get to take care of patients and develop kind of an all-encompassing program for our patients. And then right across the street is where we can actually do cutting-edge research. The John Wayne Cancer Family has just been instrumental in allowing some of this cutting edge research that we really truly need when it comes to cancer care, because there's just so much that's going on, and we want to be able to help patients of tomorrow, not just do the same thing every single day, but we want to make it better for those that are there tomorrow.
Could you flesh out that all-encompassing term that you use, because I just think it's a fantastic program that you have going.
So on the clinical side, the scariest thing for somebody who gets diagnosed with cancer is, where do I go? What do I do?
Yep.
Right? There's so many different doctors out there. How do you decide? Breast cancer is definitely one of these areas where it is extremely confusing. There are so many people that you can go to. There's a medical oncologist, there's a radiation oncologist, there's a surgeon, there's, you know, plastics. What do we have to, there's genetics. And what we've done is actually brought it all together. So a patient just really just has to call our number and we take care of it all. So the patients come on one day and we see all the doctors are there. They bring them into the clinic. And actually, the patient stays in one clinic room and all the doctors go through.
God, that's great. God bless you for that. What's the number, Dr. Grumley, if we may ask?
Oh, for our clinic, it's 310-582-7100. And that's the Margie Peterson Breast Center. We have the state-of-the-art imaging right there and then. So if anything needs to be done, that can also be done. And we've actually taken it a step further back in that women feel lumps all the time and they think it's cancer.
Yes.
So not all of these lumps and bumps and symptoms are actually cancer. And we've actually said, you know, we really need an urgent care for these women, because most of the time what happens is you feel something, you have to make an appointment to see your doctor 2 weeks down the road. Then you have to make an appointment for imaging 2 weeks down the road. And then by that time, you've been scared for 4 weeks and you have no idea what it is. And it's probably nothing. So we have a breast health clinic there where people can just pick up the phone, same phone number, and be seen within a 24-hour period. We can do their imaging, do their workup right then and there, and we can resolve it. 85% of the time, it's nothing.
God bless you. Give us the number one more time, because I know a lot of gals listen to the show, doctor, if you'd be so kind to give us that number again.
310-582-7100. And we just really want our patients to feel like they're family. We're going to take care of you. It's kind of along the lines of John Wayne and how he lived his life. And we are here to help, and we're going to take care of it all for you. And it just takes the scariness out of such a horrible time in people's lives.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Janney, that is so appreciated. Thank you so much, Dr. Janney Grumley, right there. And Mike Connors, I'll see you on Tuesday. Mike, thank you for bringing the best of the airwaves, as you always do, even on Ask the Lawyer on your show and all the great people you know, Mike. You know we love you, man. Appreciate it very, very much.
Joe. Happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. Thank you. And Patrick Wayne, man.
You know what?
Hey, buddy, man, hosting Tic-Tac-Doe. I mean, come on.
God,
come on, yes, man, you're the man.
And when we have more time, I'll tell you some funny stories from that.
You got to come back with Michael. And Janie, you're always welcome as well, because I wanted to ask you so much more, but we got to move on, and we're going to make way for Mr. Mike Gallagher, but we appreciate it. Thank you. Patrick Wayne, he's the son of actor John Wayne, but a great actor in his own right and the chairman of the John Wayne Cancer Institute. And to Mike Connors and Janie Grumley, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for all the, you know, making headway for, because people are really, really upset, really scared at this time in their life. God bless you all for helping people in this regard. God bless you, and have a great weekend, you guys. And yes, Mike, happy Columbus Day. Yes, we are going to celebrate it on Monday. Hey, there goes Debbie. She's got the traffic for you right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Happy Columbus Day weekend, everybody. Let's see what's happening on Long Beach Boulevard over in LBI, over in Beach Haven. Everything closed with flooding over there. If you're heading to 684 southbound at the Sawmill, it's an accident blocking two lanes. And we're still seeing some delays on the Southern State Parkway as you get into Baldwin Road in Baldwin, with an accident in the process of being cleared. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher, Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit, unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com.
Can you handle the truth? This weekend on Champions of Justice, you'll hear the truth about the Exxon Valdez oil disaster, the Volkswagen diesel emissions scam, and that dangerous Takata airbag that may still be in your car. Tom Girardi talks with attorney Elizabeth Cabracer, a pioneer and role model for women in the courtroom. And we have a surprise guest as well. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Breezy again today. Sunshine to start will give way to some clouds. It'll be cooler than yesterday, the high 62 to 66. Then mostly cloudy and remaining rather breezy tonight, low 52. Clouds will break for some sun tomorrow with a mild afternoon, the high 69. On Sunday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, remaining mild, high 67. Maybe some rain late Sunday or Sunday night, especially south of the city. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. We just had the great Mike Connors with us. We want you to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike on the radio. You can catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. I have to tell you a personal note before we break and make way for Mr. Mike Gallagher. That when I met Mike Connors, again, I met so many great people on this radio journey that I've been on into our sixth year, by the way, not to mention certainly Frankie and Al and Debbie and you, God bless you, you know. But when I met Mike Connors, I sat down, I told you how I had all the financial worries as far as legacy. Where do you leave what we have worked so hard for? How do you protect yourself from the government waiting first in line, by the way? Not in New Jersey, New York. Are you kidding me? All they care about when you die is getting your money. After you die, they don't care. You know, whether it's the municipality, whether it's the state, whether it's the federal, they're going to come after you and take your money. And then there's always, like, between you and I, the mamaluke that gets into the family. You know what I'm saying? That guy get into our family. Somehow, he's going to end up with some of your financial legacy. You can protect yourself. You could set up an estate. I did it with Mike. It's brilliant. Brilliant. When I called Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, and then Beth was there. Mike's got the best wife. You could judge a guy by how great his wife is, I think. And Beth is really, she's such a Louisiana belle, and she is just wonderful and warm, and I feel so comfortable, and I'm able to tell you that if you're worried about your financial legacy, I got a place where you can go, and that is Connors and Sullivan. It's the best thing you could do. You know what you do? You go for a first initial consultation for free, okay? Call Lisa, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, including peace of mind regarding your financial legacy. I'm telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Hey, Albert, let me go to Gloria real quick. Gloria, we got 2 seconds. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my dear?
Oh, hi. This is Gloria, Andrew's mother. And 70 years ago was the first Columbus Day Parade in Newark, in downtown. And I was in Cleveland Junior High School. And I was a twirler, but the teacher put me right in the front with the flag because they said my face was the map of Italy. Very proud. So then I waited after the parade to watch the rest of it. And at the very end was the Newark Housing Authority. And there was my father marching with housing. He was dressed like all the Italian men.
Gloria, Gloria, thank you. God bless you. And thanks for keeping the heritage alive from Newark, New Jersey. We will be in New York, New York with the Columbus Day Parade on Monday. Frankie, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Debbie and Al, thanks. Make it a great, great weekend. You deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.